次。
Welcome everyone to the TBS NFL Update. I'm D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D. Sorry.
Wow. Great, great. Nailed the landing.
I hope everyone loves our new intro music. That is the official intro music of the TBS NFL, TBS NBA, TBS NHL, TBS MLB, TBS FIFA League, TBS MLS, and TBS WBL. And TPS WNBA. And TPS NCAA. I'm EDD999, if you didn't catch it before. And with me this week is Franchise254.
Underscore 254.
Sorry. Get it right. Accept his friend request on the PSN, if you get one. And also, King Bowser.
Hola.
All the way from, where are you from again?
He's from Iowa.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Thank you. Thank you.
Boise, Idaho.
We got a lot to go over, so let's get right into it. Michigan is back. Did you guys see them tear the hearts out of Minnesota this weekend? Sure, Minnesota was trying to ride the emotional high of their coach, Jerry Kill, having to retire all of the sudden, whatever. Publicity stunt. You can't do that to Michigan. You can't just, I'm going to retire to inspire my team to beat the best college football team ever assembled. Not going to happen, Coach Kill. I'm not going to fall for, I have some neurological disease that makes me collapse and foam at the mouth. What?
You're just saying he just pops an Alka-Seltzer and he wants attention? Is that what you're saying?
All I'm saying is, I mean, sometimes you got to do whatever it takes to beat the best team in the nation. And Minnesota stooped to a new low, okay? This mystery retirement, this terminal illness, this crying at a press conference, I ain't buying it, okay? I need proof.
He is not buying it. He needs proof.
I need proof because all Michigan did was take that emotion and ram it down Minnesota's throat. Little Brown Jug is ours. Back where it belongs at the University of Michigan.
Well, I thought you were going to say, Little Brown Jugs belong at the University of Ohio given their recent events.
Actually, that's true. I mean, what is going on with Ohio State?
They wanted a brown jug of their own.
Their players are... Urban Meyer needs to get control of that program now. I mean, Jim Tressel let them make money, sell their jerseys, get tattoos. No. Urban Meyer is not going to let that happen. He's going to one-up Tressel. You know what? Just run over somebody while you've been drinking all night. Let's just get that done, college athlete, student athlete, whatever. Man, Ohio State, that place can't be trusted. They're putting the world at danger, JT Barrett. I'm tired of Ohio State. So just think about it like this. What else has happened there that they've kind of brushed under the rug? Because they couldn't hide this. Hide your wives and your children. What if they had a Sandusky over there? We might never know.
Yeah, that reminds me of a trade offer I just got a little while ago.
What?
What? Why? That's just, okay.
Sandusky all the way.
Why didn't you do the trade?
Because that was a terrible trade.
I think.
You know what's funny? I almost did it.
You almost did it? Why didn't you? You should have done it.
I almost accepted it until I looked at it and I was like, wow. I'm getting a lesser wide receiver this guy's not going to do anything for me. Victor Cruz is coming back, and that's going to be the end of my season.
Victor Cruz is going to be the end of your season? No. Oh, no, 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 no. Victor Cruz can't be trusted. Ruben Randle is legit. Did you see what he did today? He was all over the field
for 5 points.
Little garden gnomes trying to guard people, sure.
Oh, gosh. What happened with Baylor? Were they off this week?
They were off this week. Oh, we played Thursday night.
Good.
It's a state.
Oh, loss. Upset special. I'm calling it now.
Yeah, we're going to upset Kansas State.
Kansas State in a shocker. 52-45. I'm calling it now. Ending Baylor's dream.
Kansas State doesn't score a point. I'm calling it upset special.
What about,
Hello?
Hello? Hey, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
You're interrupting the show.
Oh, my bad.
No, good timing.
Did I leave?
Well, I was about to ask what the hell's going on in Texas.
I wanted to hear about Baylor. What?
Oh,
who crushed their dreams?
Oh, Kansas State's gonna crush their dreams. On Thursday night. On Fox Sports 1.
Hey, McLean is an avid Baylor supporter. They were at his school handing out goodies.
Yeah.
All kinds of bling out.
I got rid of that keychain though. It was too big.
Well, what do you mean you got rid? What'd you do with it?
Threw it away.
What? Whoa.
Why did I got two though.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what I'm going to do with the other one.
Why didn't you give it to a homeless person?
That's a good point.
They like trash, right?
Oh.
What? It's
Michigan merchandise.
Whoa. You can't even find Michigan merchandise. It's hot off the shelves.
I can find it in a trash dump.
It's unavailable. Back ordered.
It's in a flaming pile.
Go blue.
You go to your nearest city dump where all the trash trucks go to dump stuff, and you see nothing but blue and yellow and a bunch of M's. Now, I don't know what you guys think that is, but I think it stands for Michigan.
No, can't. I think it stands for Baylor.
Now, Baylor is green, sir. Sorry.
Blue and yellow make green, right?
Yeah.
Boom. Baylor misprints.
Well, what would misprints if they have an M on them? You can't make that distinguish. You can't distinguish an M from a B. You're blind.
No, I think that,
crazy.
Well, people in Texas struggle with spell check too.
Whoa.
What?
People in Texas struggle to score.
You talking about Texas TU?
Yeah, I was at that game.
Why?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, why?
It was so bad.
Oh my gosh. What time was that game? What time did that game start?
It started at 6.
Oh, okay. So were you partying all day?
From like noon on.
Oh my gosh.
Bowser was drunk before the game started.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
That's the only way to watch a Texas game.
Facebook can confirm or deny.
Oh, damn it.
So you went to the Texas game.
Thank God you couldn't see my Snapchats.
Oh, man.
Those were magical.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to say majestic.
No moon pics.
That game was awful, though.
No bare-assities.
Does the carpet match the drapes?
Whoa.
Oh, no. Hardwood floors, man. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, so let me check the rankings here. Because I saw some people spreading some hate. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Ultimate sign of respect. Michigan moved down a spot. What the heck? What the heck? They just beat Minnesota. How could they move down?
Minnesota.
You know, the team that's faking their coach retiring from a terminal illness.
Oh,
that Minnesota.
Okay. Right. It's a quality win.
Oh, yeah. What the heck?
Why does Appalachian State have votes?
Others receiving votes?
Yeah.
Four people believe in them. That's the Michigan effect. They beat Michigan. They're still living off of it.
Several years ago?
7 years later. Still living off of it. Oh my gosh. I'm just seeing.
So who finishes higher this season in the rankings? Michigan or Appalachian State?
Wow. Really? Let me look at Michigan's schedule real
quick. It's going to be close.
I haven't looked at Michigan's schedule lately. Oh, yep. I don't see another loss on this schedule. Rutgers, easy win. Indiana, easy win. Penn State, easy win. Ohio State, super easy win. Baylor in a bowl game, easy win.
You're not going to get to the bowl game.
Wow.
You sure won't see Baylor.
Who does Baylor lose to after Ohio or Iowa State or whoever the hell they play? Kansas State.
Kansas.
No Kansas one.
State. No one.
They don't lose to anybody all the way through.
Oh, wow. Have you guys been watching baseball?
No.
No.
Why? No, this World Series has been really exciting.
It just started.
Are you just going to skip the Mean Green?
What do you mean the Mean Green?
The Mean Green Minute?
The Mean Green Minute?
They got the biggest win of the season.
Who?
They took down Texas San Antonio.
What?
The powerhouse.
Wait a minute. They're a powerhouse?
Yeah.
Of course.
Texas San Antonio.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What is that?
What do you mean, what is that?
Is that like a building? I mean,
they have a building. They're a school.
So, by the way, freight train.
Is that Texas San Antonio?
This is like the biggest win in North Texas history.
Exactly.
Since 2 years ago or something.
Versus Texas San Antonio.
Yeah, Texas San Antonio is like the team to beat. I mean, they're like three times better than Michigan.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like, they're not on Michigan's schedule, Texas San Antonio, for obvious reasons.
Well, what do you mean for obvious reasons?
Because they would beat Michigan.
No, they would not beat Michigan.
It'd be like Michigan versus Michigan State all over again.
I'm still confused at how a building can have a football team.
Hey, if Lamar can have a football team, why not Texas San Antonio?
The Texas San Antonio Roadrunners?
Yeah.
This Texas San Antonio Roadrunners who are currently 1-7?
Hey, they've got the same record as Michigan.
Wow.
You can't just go off a record.
Yeah, we don't count those anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go off of other things besides record. Hold on. First of all, they're a building. That should count for nothing, right?
Okay. Who are we talking about?
I haven't established that they're a building yet.
Texas San Antonio Roadrunners, who are currently 1-7.
Is that even a real team?
Yeah, they are a real team because they just got beat by the North Texas Mean Green, who are also 1-7.
Well, they're probably still better than Utah.
Wow.
10 times better than Michigan.
Wow. You mean the Utah Utes, who just won another game, currently in the top 15 in the nation? Are those the Utah Utes?
They're too far behind. They're not going to make it.
I already see three teams that they're going to leap next week. Look at this. They got, oh my gosh, this Utah schedule, this is going to catapult them into the top five. When they beat Washington and Arizona and UCLA and Colorado.
All non-ranked teams, I might add.
The Pac-10 is stacked. And all they got to do is beat Stanford in the Pac-10 championship. Boom. Welcome to the BCS playoff.
BCS playoff.
Against Michigan, the Big Ten champs.
Whatever.
You can give that dream up. That's either going to Michigan State or Ohio.
State. Ohio State.
No, it's Ohio. You can,
not Ohio
okay.
University.
It's Ohio.
Not a bunch of dumb bobcats whose campus smells like alcohol.
Not Ohio of Miami.
Miami of Ohio.
Ohio of Miami because they suck. We're going to give them that.
They got a good baseball program.
We say their name backwards because they are garbage.
Wow.
Is that why?
That is why.
Okay. I'm down.
Because we just didn't know. how to say it properly.
No, we just say it because it's garbage and we're going to give it to them like garbage.
All right. So
why do you even care about a small school like them?
Because they're still better than Michigan.
No, that's, McLean, that's your next step, right?
Ohio? What?
No.
Ohio of Miami?
North Texas.
Oh, North Texas?
Yeah.
Gross.
What are you talking about, gross?
I'm going to Appalachian State. They're going to be in the national championship.
Who's still better than Michigan?
Wow. Wow.
Those are teams North Texas knows they can beat, unlike Michigan.
Wow.
Every time is a roll of the dice.
See, Michigan kills, and now all the backlash comes.
Hey, so I can't talk long because I'm in Cedar Point's parking lot right
now. What are you doing in Cedar Point's parking lot?
I had to go visit the state and support everybody after JT was arrested.
Oh.
Jeez.
What? All right, wait a minute.
It was our wedding anniversary yesterday, so I went in town to visit family, and then we capped it off by riding roller coasters all day.
Oh, right on.
I want to ask, though, which one of you bozos woke up Pantera? He had three guys on bye, and all of a sudden he dropped in everybody, and I'm probably going to lose this week.
You're on the bubble. You are on the bubble.
I am not on the bubble.
Why'd you wake him up?
Wow. I didn't even talk to him.
Somebody set the alarm clock.
Somebody said something. Somebody mentioned something to him.
He did.
No, it wasn't Darky.
It couldn't have been me or E. Diddy.
Oh, no,
We're not on his friends list.
We're not on his friends list.
Oh. Well, I was gonna, yeah, who knows. I thought maybe it would have been E. Diddy simply because he was adding him to the group constantly, but maybe not.
But we did figure out how to re-add him to the group.
Oh, you did?
Yes. So maybe that did wake him up, McLean. Wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So wait, real quick.
What?
You're at Cedar Point. You're in the parking lot.
Yep.
You're calling us remote.
How much I care about this.
Is your wife right there?
Yeah,
like,
she is.
Looking at you like, what the hell?
Yeah, she's very pissed right now. I can't go downstairs and hide. I can't go into a separate room. Nothing like that this time around. I actually just told her, hey, while you're looking for hotel rooms while we're going to be driving back, I'm going to call into the show. She's like, why would you do that? And I said, I have to find out one thing about who woke Pantera up.
Priorities.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, that is perfect.
Yeah.
He woke him up.
No, I didn't wake him up.
You missed the beginning of the show. He was playing Pantera's music.
Oh, I was.
Wow.
I was playing Pantera's theme song. That's probably our new theme song.
Probably a hidden theme there then.
I mean, he pretty much let you know what he did.
I've been saying all season, Pantera's team is scary good.
We just put him on the bubble last week.
No, well, he's proven himself. Look at that. Oh my gosh, his team is stacked.
Whatever.
Carson Palmer? Edelman? Oh
yeah, and
gosh.
I benched Breeze in my Yahoo League.
Oh, oh man, ouch.
Yeah, ouch. He would have gotten me 50 points.
Well,
he got 40.
All right, well, I'm open to some deals. E. Diddy excluded. Don't send me garbage like that.
Oh, he sent you some too?
Yeah, he did.
That was legit.
So, I got to bounce, but I just wanted to ask about the Pantera thing, because that pissed me off today. Getting ready to get onto a roller coaster, and I find out that his team went apeshit, pretty much.
Wow. Good job,
you
franchise.
You heard it first. You're live, born, saying four-letter words.
Yeah, that don't happen that often.
It doesn't. I'm amazed.
All right, fellas. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Adios.
Later. Night-night.
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 Wow, now that's dedication. That is dedication. Why can't you do that, franchise?
What? I'm here every week. What are you talking about? I'm even broadcasting this live on Ustream.
Why can't you be as dedicated as Bourne? Like his wife is right there. They just had their wedding anniversary. He's been riding roller coasters. And the one thing he's thinking about all day is to come on this show.
Oh, so those hour long trips I would drive home from work and be on the phone the whole time, those don't count.
Do you think that you're...
I am the originator of mobile Skype.
Do you think that you're on boards, Mount Rushmore, of black people?
Whoa. I am Bourne's Mount Rushmore of black people.
All four?
Wow. Not conceited at all.
There's the franchise with the afro. The franchise with the jerry curl. Franchise with the ball fade. And then the franchise with the dreads.
Oh, I thought you were going to go cornrows. There you go.
Okay.
So that's all four.
All four franchises.
In one Mount Rushmore.
All right, let's quickly talk about baseball. Just real quick.
Why? Right.
Really quick.
Real quick.
Okay.
Actually, no, let's get into this.
Yeah.
Is baseball over?
No.
Kansas City's up 2-0.
No, they're up 3-1.
Crap.
Yes, they're up 3-1.
Okay, so Kansas City just won the World Series. Game over. Goodbye. Night night.
No, but the Mets have their best three pitchers going if they make it that far. They're currently winning game five 1-0.
Okay.
In the middle of the second.
So they just lost the World Series tonight. Bye-bye, everybody.
What happened to baseball? Why don't people love baseball anymore?
Because it's boring as hell.
What are you talking about? It was so exciting. That, you know, that guy that was hitting all the home runs? He completely lost the game for him last night with an error.
I don't know who that is.
Daniel Murphy.
He was related to Charlie Murphy?
He was hitting monster dongs. Murphy. I think he's related to Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy is Charlie Murphy's brother, so.
So there you go.
If Eddie Murphy was in there, I'd be watching.
Really?
Exactly.
I don't know.
About 1984 Eddie Murphy, not 2006 Eddie Murphy.
Oh wait, what was the one space movie he made?
Oh god.
That was awesome.
To say the least.
Nutty Professor Eddie Murphy?
No Nutty Professor Eddie Murphy. We're talking about like 48 Hours Eddie Murphy. Beverly Hills Cop Eddie Murphy.
You know, Lethal Weapon Eddie Murphy.
Wait a minute. Danny Glover.
Oh, really?
Huh. Oh, that's racist. Huh. So now Diddy's telling you guys that all black people look alike. He might as well say franchise was in Lethal Weapon.
You weren't?
So what am I, Samuel L. Jackson now? I'm in everything?
Yeah, you were great in The Matrix.
That wasn't I.
No, leave the silence.
I was, wasn't I?
All right, let's see. Let's,
what pill?
Let's move on to, yeah.
No more baseball.
Yeah, that's it with baseball. There's nothing else to talk about.
All
right. Yeah,
franchise is right. Kansas City's winning the World Series tonight. Spoiler alert.
Is this a repeat?
No, they lost last year. They choked it up.
Who won last year?
The Giants won last year.
Giants. Are you sure?
Yeah, yep. Kansas City hit that triple with two outs. Bottom of the ninth. He should have sent him, but he didn't.
No, I think you're wrong.
Stranded on third.
No, I was in Kansas when that happened and everybody was pissed.
Of course they were. Their team just lost the World Series, choked it up.
I was in Topeka and that was, you know, whew. And that's like 50 miles from Kansas City. So there was a lot of backlash that way. It's like, who's your favorite team? I don't like baseball. Sorry.
You don't have a favorite team?
Sure I do. I like the Astros.
Oh. You don't really claim that, right?
Anything that has nothing to do with Dallas, I'm good with it.
I can get down with that.
I don't like the Mavericks.
I can get down with that.
I don't like the Cowboys.
I can get down with that.
I don't like the Stars.
Yep, I can get down with that.
Detroit.
Whoa.
Michigan.
Whoa, the Big D?
I don't like anything that has to do with Michigan.
Why? Everything with Michigan is amazing.
No, stop.
Like pure Michigan.
No, no. I don't even want a car made in Michigan. Do they still do that there?
Yeah, of course. best cars made in the entire world.
I don't know. My last car was made in Canada.
Here, look. Listen to this. This will convince you that Michigan is the greatest state in the United States.
All of Michigan. Yeah. It's not a season, but how the state spoke of their true football team. Over the past decade, the Wolverines have fallen on hard times. Their stadium has been so empty that the school's pride and joy has been the women's basketball team.
Wow, I already don't want to go.
And hope finally came with the return of the prodigal son, Jim Harbaugh. This crazy bastard has all of Ann Arbor fired up. He's got everybody in town looking stupid in khakis. But meanwhile, his team is kicking ass. Little brother has fear in his eyes. And the whole state of Ohio has collectively shit their pants. Because Michigan football is back. And everybody's excited for the future. That is, until the end of the year when their crazy coach decides to leave for the pros. Jim Harbaugh. Crazy bastard. He's definitely pure Michigan.
How can you say no to Michigan after hearing that? Let's be honest.
I'll tell you one thing. I've been all over the world. And I've never been to Michigan. And listening to that makes me feel great that I have never been to Michigan.
Wow.
I watched Beverly Hills Cop once and I was like, man, I might want to go check Detroit out. But hearing that, that just made me I threw up in my mouth twice. And I feel nauseated.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's the full Michigan experience right there.
Without even going.
Throwing up in your mouth twice?
Yeah.
All right, TBS NFL scoreboard. Let's see, what week? Week 7. Week 7 scoreboard. The TBS NFL Bums were beat by Galabra, 99-79. Galabra improves to 5-2 on the season. The Mexico Brownies, down goes the Brownies, 89-82 to straight trash homie. And his 5 or 6 owners, whatever. Martinez Lazy Kings, the best team on paper, 96, beats In Caldwell We Trust, which everyone was crowning as the kings of the league, 96-66. Heirloom Tomatoes, 96-92 over Team Twerk. Twerk, you got 92 points?
Yeah.
You just needed 5 Things more. The Team Beast Mode back to his winning ways, 101-51 against Team Canada. I can't count that as a win because it was against Team Canada.
Just like this week in Caldwell, but we're not going to talk about that yet.
Team Chuck Norris beats the TBS NFL Rough Riders 104-97 in the shock of the year. Rough Riders were on the verge of a comeback. One of the greatest comebacks in TPS NFL history.
I don't see anything shocking about it, but okay.
I was shocked at how poorly Colin Kaepernick played in his 3-20 loss to Seattle. Does that work?
No.
No? All right. Let's move on to this week's scoreboard, week 8. The straight trash homie is currently losing to Heirloom Tomato 69-93. Tomato has one player going, projected at 102, so he's got that wrapped up. Gonna get his 6th win of the season.
Boom.
As Galabra mentioned earlier, somebody woke the Lazy King. He's currently losing, or he's currently beating Bourne 101-94. He has one player left to go, projected at 115. And Bourne has one player in play, projected at 98. He's going to lose to the Lazy Kings.
Wow.
Yep.
That's an embarrassment.
That's an embarrassment.
Wait. Didn't the Rough Riders lose to the Lazy Kings?
Hell no. Never. That would never happen.
I think it did.
The Rough Riders took care of business when they played the Lazy Kings. You can fact check that. I would never lose to the Lazy Kings. For one, I would never let them score 101 points on me. Let's get one thing straight right there.
You put a stop to that?
I put a stop to that. I'm the commissioner. I control these points.
Oh, yeah. He barely beat the Lazy King. What did you say? You would never let him put how many points up?
100.
Are you sure about that? I thought you said 92. that's what I thought I heard.
92.
Wow.
Well, in this game, he put up 93 against the Rough Riders and barely lost because the Rough Riders barely hit a hundo.
Barely hit a hundo. I'm dropping hundos.
That was one hundo.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't seen a hundo since.
The week's not over. Hold on. We're not at the scoreboard yet. All right. Team Canada, 42. Losing to In Caldwell Trust, 74. That looks like it's going to be In Caldwell's sixth win. Maybe. Fingers crossed. Team Beast Mode, 72. TBS NFL Bums, 45. Franchise, you got this thing wrapped up. There's no way he's going to score that many points. It's not going to happen. You're also going to get your sixth win. What happened?
Oh, you haven't talked about it yet.
No, not yet. Hold on.
It's okay.
Mexico Brownies, 59. Team Chuck Norris, 72. Let's see. Brownies, you have one yet to play, but it's not looking good.
Yeah, should have went no defense. I messed up.
You should have went no defense, and when your top scorer is your kicker, you got problems.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Andy Dalton. He was looking like Colin Kaepernick out there.
Oh, man. You don't want that, trust me.
Gross.
Super gross. Oh, I made the Jets defensive mistake in my Yahoo League. Never trust your Jets.
They've been good this whole year.
Oh, yep.
Until they're not.
Unless you have some Jets receiving.
Last matchup, Team Twerk 99, TPS NFL Rough Rider 67. But this matchup is still in motion. There's a lot of...
This goes for a touchdown.
There's a lot of football left to be played.
No, it's over.
In this game, Emmanuel Sanders is about to go off. That's a fact.
In his pants. Or the toilet. One of the two, but Aaron, not in this game.
Aaron Rodgers, I'm expecting 4 or 5 touchdowns.
And why not 6?
Maybe, yeah. Let's just go 6.
Yeah, what? You what? Might as well drop him if he can't beat Eli.
He might go ahead and hit 8 and just set the new record.
Yeah, and plus, have you guys looked at my bench right now? Like, my team, I have 2 starting... Man. Rosters right now.
You're incompetent as an owner.
I have 2 starting rosters.
Well, your bench is outscoring you right now.
Yep. It's pretty amazing.
And you know what? If he's going to go in and use that same team next week. He's going to use his bench, and they're going to score all of about 50 points because they're going to all flop.
Yep.
D'Angelo Williams is the new stud in Pittsburgh. I'm just waiting for it. I've been waiting all season for it. Finally, it's come true. Benjamin Watson.
You waited through all those zeros?
Benjamin Watson has become unleashed.
I don't know. Drew Brees. They said he's coming back next week.
Drew Brees' new favorite target, Benjamin Watson. He's like a good version of Jimmy Graham. Nate Washington. Oh, my gosh. Nate Washington for free?
And then they're going to all end up with goose eggs next week, and we're going to just laugh.
Yeah,
and
laugh. Pretty much.
Todd Gurley, elite number one running back in the entire NFL. Oh, my gosh.
That, but just yeah, he's up there in the top 5.
Can you guys say back-to-back championships? Can you guys say that?
You realize you're losing, right?
Yeah, not with you in that sentence.
What are you talking about?
You're currently losing.
No.
You're losing pretty epically here.
It's not even over.
Your record is the same as the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh.
Now that you put it that way, now I understand what you're saying. Wow.
And Canada's pretty close to having the same record as the Detroit Lions.
Wow. Now that is epic. Epically bad.
Yeah. Have they even won a game this year?
Yeah, of course.
So they do have the same record. They're both 1-6.
Canada's the Detroit Lions of the TPS NFL. All I know is that this bench is stacked. And if I just make a couple moves, do a little rearranging, a remodel of the starting lineup.
Algorithm.
Watch the waiver wires, guys. Watch the waiver wires.
Things are looking up for the Rough Riders. Sure, they've had a rough patch. You know, it happens to all the teams, you know, at some point during the season. You just got to power through it. You got to learn from your mistakes. I mean, I'm looking at my schedule, and I don't see a loss on it for the rest of the year.
You mean after this week?
And actually, I only have to win my division.
And then he woke up like Pantera.
And I'm basically winning my division right now, to be honest with you. I mean, franchise is five, that can't last forever.
Sure it will.
And actually, look at, oh my gosh.
When do I play you again? I think I played the last week, Donovan.
I think
that's
it is.
When I'm gonna be in my epic run.
No. Week 12 we play again. Like,
I think you're the worst team in your division.
What are you talking about? I'm 3-4.
Let's see here.
I mean, you're gonna lose to Beast Mode, cause you always do. And then you're gonna lose to Lazy Kings, cause he's a powerhouse now. And then you'll probably lose to Straight Trash Homie.
I don't see it. I'm gonna come back and shock Torque tonight. Aaron Rodgers, 8 touchdowns. And then, in Caldwell, that's Aaron an easy Rodgers win. Team Canada is an easy win.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers just got hurt, right?
Yep, this game's over.
Wow. All right.
Team Canada, I mean, who can't beat him? He doesn't set his lineups. And then he comes back at the last minute and tries to set them like he did last week. And he thought, he woke up and he's like, I need to change my lineup. And he goes in and changes and he still loses. Pathetically, I might add. This team is terrible. Terrible.
You hear that, Canada? You're terrible.
You're on the bubble.
You're on the bubble. You Martinez, and Lazy Kings, and Bourne are all on the bubble.
Jeez.
All on the bubble.
They're all on the bubble sitting in high chairs. Except for Bourne. Bourne's not sitting in a high chair. Bourne's not even on the bubble. Bourne's a good team. Bourne has a good team. Somebody just woke up the dragon on him or something. Have you noticed? It seems like last year the same thing happened. The Lazy Kings woke up and they just went crazy on him. Hey, I think that's why he was pissed off.
It's tradition.
Kind of like when the Rough Riders get beat?
No, not like that at all. It's like when the Rough Riders win the TPS NFL Super Bowl.
Oh, you mean 2 years after Team Beast Mode wins it?
It's like when I rocked the playoffs.
Oh, you remember the year that you were like in the playoffs? I think that was the year I won the championship and you were like, I've got the best team. I've got the number one team. And I came in there and I destroyed you.
No, I don't remember that.
Oh yeah, that was about 2 years ago.
No, I don't remember that.
Destroyed you.
I don't remember it.
And went on to take the crown. That was the most epic moment in history.
In your life.
In your life, because you have the distinction of being beaten, not once, not twice.
Okay, calm down, LeBron.
LeBron? Whoa, that's racist.
Not one, not twice.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute, hold on.
Calm down, LeBron.
I don't have Beijing's. I've got my own hair. Thank you.
I don't know.
No, we know. I have my own hair.
I think we should put that to a league manager poll.
Does still have his hairline?
Does Franchise have his own hair?
Franchise does have his own hairline.
All right. What else? What else do we got to do?
Pick'ems?
Pick'ems. Oh, my gosh. What is going on with Pick'ems? Let's see. This Iron Lung bringing up the rear, as always, with 11 points, no picks. Inky Bowser, 8 right this week, 31 points and 8th. In 7th, footballlocks.com, 0 picks right, 42 points. Number 6, IMX Master, 7 right, 46. Chuck on these nuts, 6 right, 57. Tied with El Ron Bronians, got 8 right, 57 total. Number 3, 3rd place, picks or didn't happen, 7 right, 58 points. Picks no picks, no problem. Tomater, 6 right this week, 61. And Bourne leading us with 7 right. 63 total points. And don't forget, first place, Space Bucks from B. Smith. Third place, Space Bucks from the Blue Shack Podcast.
So that's all me.
So can we get B. Smith to come on and make an appearance one Sunday?
Yeah, I'm sure we can make that happen.
Just a small appearance. I miss B. Smith.
You gotta ask yourself though, do you really want that?
Yeah, you gotta ask yourself.
I really want it.
Is that something you want to put yourself through?
Yes.
I heard he's all about drone videos now.
Oh no, the wet blanket's gonna talk to us about drones.
About drones and doing videos about drones. I've seen some of those videos. They're very flying over housey-ness or flying over a field. Apparently, this is like a thing people do. I don't know why. Do any of you guys have drones? Franchise, do you have a drone?
No.
What about you, McLean? Do you have a drone? Get on that drone train. I know Bowser doesn't have a drone.
What? What are we talking about?
We're talking about drones.
Oh, God. Oh, finally.
No.
What do you mean, finally? What do you mean, finally?
I don't know. I saw a drone video one time.
Yeah?
And it was like, enough yeah, that's never a drone. Watch again. That's cool.
That's those things that were flying over Jack Trice Stadium last night.
Were they?
Yeah. They're those little handheld ones that just fly around.
Yeah.
Like get shot down if you try and do that over the White House.
Do they?
Yeah. You'll get arrested if you try it at the White House.
What if you almost fly it over the White House? Like you go up and like right to the line. Just
test the boundary.
Yeah, just right to the line. Like don't shoot me down, bro. I didn't cross it.
Isn't it like a 5 mile radius though?
Is it?
Well, I don't know.
I do believe it's, you can't, there's no, what is the no fly zone? I think it's 20. And then like anything else is like 5.
So if I get within 5 miles, that's where I gotta test the line with my drone.
Yeah, but just make sure your drone does not have your name attached to it.
What if my drone is labeled the franchise 254 mobile?
There you go. That's how you get around it.
What if my drone has the Mount Rushmore of franchises on it?
Blame it on the black guy.
It's just decked out in Baylor colors.
Baylor and a big fro.
Oh, we said cornrows.
Oh, sorry, cornrows.
It's gotta have all of them.
So what did you go for as Halloween, franchise?
Halloween, what's that?
What? You don't celebrate Halloween?
I was asleep.
Really?
Yes.
Oh man. What about you, Bowser? I know you're big on Halloween.
I don't think I dressed up as anything.
Alright. The common man. Nice. I like it.
The common man.
Creative. What about you, McLean? What'd you dress up as?
I don't know. What do you mean? When was Halloween? Was that yesterday?
Yeah, it was yesterday. Come on.
Oh.
Doesn't your school do like a big Halloween monster bash or something?
No.
Really?
I mean, it was a Saturday.
Yeah, so? Maybe so. You do something on Friday. Have a Halloween costume party or like a show or something. Who has the best costume?
I can't wait.
There was one at some point.
Yeah, there you go. You could have cosplayed as, Eduardo Nájera.
Whoa.
What?
How would I even do that?
What do you mean? How would you not do it?
As a coach? Coach Nájera?
No.
I would do that.
As him back in the day.
In his prime?
In his prime.
Was that like 5 years ago?
It was more than that. Wasn't he always like punching people or hitting them way too hard?
Yeah. You mean, did he play basketball like a man?
Yes. I guess that's what I mean.
Yes, he did.
If there was a penalty box in basketball, he would have just made a permanent home there. Because that's how he played basketball. Like a hockey player.
That's right. He was awesome.
Oh, so he played basketball like Canada plays fantasy football.
Exactly. He had no idea what he was doing. He was going in elbows first. And he's like, dude, you're shooting a free throw. Yeah, I am. Here's an elbow to the chest. Wow.
So what did you dress up as, Eddie?
I dressed up as a
yard gnome.
Whoa. Whoa. I was going to say amazing, awesome, champion. I dressed up as the TPS NFL Rough Riders.
So you dressed up as a yard gnome.
I dressed up as my trophy last year. You know, the LeBron with the flaming head.
So you dressed up like a troll. So basically, he just went in his everyday clothes, you guys.
Wow.
Troll.
All right, what else we need to talk about real quick? Anything that we missed? Oh, yeah, TPS NBA. We had our draft. Went off without a hitch, kind of. All the teams are set, and we're currently into week 1 right now. Let's see what's going on. Forget about Dre is, four to five against Ball and Bowser. Bowser, how do you feel about your team? Feeling good?
Pretty solid.
Yeah? You think you have a chance?
Yeah. As long as Westbrook stays healthy the entire season. Then I think I'll be good.
He's your go-to. He's your LeBron.
Yep.
Alright.
He's my horse.
Beast Mode's currently beating Weird Goofy Goobers, the reigning champion, five categories to four. What about you? How do you feel about your team, Beast Mode?
I feel like my team is good as long as they can get healthy. Have a few people that are out right now. I think, Jones got something broken in his face.
Oh, so he's got Derrick Rose syndrome.
Yeah.
Well, I see a couple things wrong with your team. You have too many Lakers.
Okay, are you talking about SpongeBob?
No. I wish I was talking about SpongeBob because that would make sense. But somebody, like Kobe Bryant is not ownable in this league. He's just not.
I bet you if I drop him, Edidi would be the first person to pick him up.
Yeah, you have Kobe on your team.
Yep.
You have basically two rookies, Julius Randle and D'Angelo Russell, which rookies can't be trusted, too inconsistent.
Actually, I've got a couple of rookies on my team.
Oh, you got Carl Anthony Towns as well? Oh my gosh.
And he's going off like a missile. That dude has been a stud. I mean, he's scoring. He is the workhorse on my team. Let me tell you.
Wow.
You see who else? I thought I had one more rookie on there.
I don't see another rookie. You got old man Wade.
Hey, old man Wade just put up 20 points and 8 assists.
Your team's old.
My team's old. I've got more rookies on my team than I have.
Yeah, but Wade and Kobe skew that. I mean.
Oh yeah. And then a busted Dwight Howard. Come on.
Dwight Howard's out right now.
What Terrence a surprise.
Stone's out. Wilson Chandler out. But I do have Steph Curry. Best player in the league. Put up 50, how many? How many did you put up the other night? 50, what? Come on, Edidi. You know this one. 50.
53. He put up 40 on opening night. Then he simmered down and put up 25. And then he went ahead and rectified that with 53. This is Stephen Curry's league right now.
With 9 assists, 4 rebounds, and 4 steals all in one night.
Yeah, this is Steph Curry's league.
LeBron James, sit down.
All right, Basketball Reasons is losing 4-5 to Potato Business. Mexico Brown Bombers losing 3 categories to 6 to the Great Wall of Drummond. Let's see, how do you feel about your team? They got.
My team sucks.
Yeah, Darren Williams, gross.
No, he's good.
No, Wesley Matthews.
He only played
gross.
One game.
Yep.
Kevin
Matthews played one game.
Ooh, your team is old too. Gross.
Yeah. We're a little crazy with the old people.
Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Dirk.
Whoa.
Zaza.
Yeah, I don't know.
You need to drop Zaza immediately.
No way.
Didn't he retire?
Drop Zaza.
You gotta drop him.
I would rather retire from this league than drop Zaza.
You need to drop him.
He's gonna double down on Zaza.
Yeah, I wish I could pick him up twice.
And Kevin Durant's your only good player.
What about Paul George? And Greg Monroe's been really good.
Greg Monroe's been really good?
Now that he's not being held back in Detroit.
Wow.
By a lesser big man.
Wow, really?
He can really shine.
Let me see here. Thaddeus Young, really? Ugh. Marc Gasol got paid and now he sucks.
He doesn't suck. He just had a slow start.
He hasn't even got double digits in rebounds. He has one block on the season. Isn't he a center?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Slow start. Come on.
All right. Who else is playing here? Scoreboard. Oh, TPSN Ball Riders leading Lionel Hampton 6 categories to 3. And of course, Ball Riders are amazing because they got LeBron, of course. Also got Carmelo, amazing. Also got Mike Conley, the best point guard in the league.
Debatable.
Also, Ricky Rubio, the best passer in the league.
What?
Jamal Crawford, the best six man in the league. Ryan Anderson, the best stretch four in the league. Hassan Whiteside, the best pure center in the league. DeMar DeRozan, the best up-and-coming young shooting guard in the league. I mean, shall I go on?
Yeah. I want to hear what you got to say about Kevin Martin.
Kevin Martin? Are you kidding me? I got Kevin Martin? Oh my gosh. Kevin Martin. I don't got anything for Kevin Martin. Oh, the fastest shooter in the league. Fastest shooter. He shoots it so fast. Like, he is, man. I haven't seen anybody shoot any faster than him. JJ.
You have Rondo?
Oh, yeah. Rondo is doing work out there. Look at him.
How is he scoring 21?
Because they need him to score.
But he can't.
Oh, yeah, he can.
He can't score.
He can score now. He changed his game to scoring. Look at him. He's like a...
He's made 2 3-pointers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Who is this? That is not Rondo.
He's reinvented himself. He's changed his game to better. And look at Tyson Chandler. Like, the best old center in the league. Defensive player of the year. I'm calling it right now.
Oh, no. Ronnie Hillman got another touchdown.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Really? 34 yards, 2 touchdowns. Oh, because why not?
I think I'm playing against Ronnie Hillman in my Yahoo League, too. Oh, no. This might not be good.
No, definitely not.
This might be a double whammy.
What about Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers. He's got a whopping 0 points and he's only thrown for 23 yards.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Only 8 more touchdowns.
Yep, only 8 to go.
Oh, he's got this. Yeah, he doesn't,
Your outstanding receiver.
Yep.
Has no receptions.
Oh, he's just waiting to be unleashed. He's a second half player anyway. Everyone knows that. I mean, when you look at him, all you think about is third and fourth quarter.
I mean, at this point, just out of mercy, I should have started at, like, Amir Amendola or...
Abdullah,
what did I say? Amendola. Yeah. Wow.
You changed him into, like, a half.
Wow.
You changed him into a half breed.
Oh, my God. Wow. He's half wide receiver, half... Oh, God. All fumbles, though.
Why did he have 1 carry?
That's what Caldwell is asking himself right now. Why did we give him 1 carry? Why? Doesn't make any sense.
He's a starter, right?
Yeah.
Starter in the NFL. 1 carry.
Hey, bro.
You got to do what you got to do. All right, so we're in football right now. We're in the TPS NBA right now. We got the B-Smith Spread'em, Blue Shack, and B-Smith paying the Space Bucks. Anything else that we have to go through before we wrap this up? I need to watch some football. I got to cheer my dudes on. Give them good mojo. All right. Let's play this ending pure Michigan, because we need more convincing that Michigan is amazing.
I think most people wouldn't know me. I'm Manoj Bhargav.
That's an ad.
By now the whole damn world knows there is no place more pure than Michigan. But just across the lake lies the town of Green Bay, home of the Packers, known for their world-class fudge. These fudge packers are some of the most committed fans in the world. On Sundays, the whole damn town of fudge packers fill up Lambeau Field to watch their team play tight games with some of the league's most flamboyant players. And since 1991, they have not lost a home game to the Detroit Lions. But this is a different Lions team. Their defense is the best in the league. Their franchise quarterback is so good he will throw the ball sidearm just for the hell of it. And they have receivers who can actually catch a football. So on Sunday, when these teams go head to head, the whole world will see just how hard a lion can drill a fudge packer. The Detroit Lions, drilling fudge packers. It's pure Michigan.